News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
As you heard, there was a proposal for the commission about imposing a so-called Netflix levy on streaming services. But the Arts Minister, Patrick O'Donovan, saying people are paying enough for entertainment. Anthony Muldoon, Director of Strategic Policy at Screen Producers Ireland, joins us now. Anthony, would you have thought that this levy would have been a good idea?
We would, Shane, yeah. And just to explain as well, I'm here on behalf of Screen Producers Ireland, but we're also part of a wider film and TV sector group that includes the writers, the directors, screen composers, Animation Ireland, RTE, Tichy Gahar, and Visual Effects Ireland, who all support and have supported the introduction of the content levy and have done so for the last 5 years. We think that the content levy is a brilliant opportunity to increase the amount of investment available for original Irish productions. And just to what your listener who texted in a minute ago talked about the amount of European content that's available on Netflix, that's because in those countries, they have brought in a content levy and an investment obligation on the streaming services. And that has had the effect of increasing the amount of their country's original programming on the service. So it's a very good idea, I think.
Okay. Obviously, Patrick O'Donovan doesn't think so. I mean, I suppose in government, there's always a fear about bringing in any extra charge, any extra levy after the water charges. Is that, do you think that's what ultimately is at play here?
Look, I think that, to be honest with you, to give an example, this has been in discussion for nearly 8 years. I started working in SPI in September 2017, and the very first meeting I had with departmental officials was about the content levy. The previous government, previous cabinet and government approved the content levy legislation. The previous Oireachtas cross-party supported the content levy as a solution. And I think that at the minute we were expecting that because the legislation that brings it in has been passed, because the Oireachtas had fully supported it, and because the previous cabinet and government had fully supported it, that this year would be the year it was brought in. So we actually thought there was wide support for it, to be honest with you.
How would it work, and what would the levy have been?
Basically, as we understand from the Sunday Times article yesterday, the levy would have been between 2 to 4%. On the revenues of streaming services such as Netflix, Amazon Prime Video, Apple TV, but also on the subscriptions of Sky subscribers and on RTE's online player and Virgin Media TV's player. And what it would have done was it would have taken a portion of their overall revenues, so say 2% or 3%, and it would have put them into a single pot of money that the regulator, Commissioner Mann, and Screen Ireland jointly would have administered. And what would have happened then is Irish independent production companies, alongside the streaming services who paid into the levy, would have put together ideas for programming and then would have applied to the commission to get money to put together, let's say, a TV drama or a feature film or a documentary that then will be broadcast on that service.
Okay. Do you fear, Anthony, just based on what the minister said, that this is now dead in the water?
I actually don't fear it's dead in the water. I was speaking with Fianna Fáil backbenchers yesterday, and Malcolm Byrne in particular, who issued a press release on this, who was a bit taken aback at the announcement yesterday. And I also know that there's other backbenchers who really supported this proposal. And I'm hoping that today a conversation can be had between the backbenchers, the cabinet ministers, and the Taoiseach can tell us about the memo that's going to the cabinet tomorrow. And hopefully that we can be in a situation where the issues that the minister has can be resolved without delaying the introduction of the levy by 15 to 24 months.
Okay. Anthony Muldoon, Director of Strategic Policy at Screen Producers Ireland. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know what you make of the idea of a small levy on Netflix and other streaming services to pay for Irish content. Good idea, bad idea? 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.